This is program number LW2140. Well, I like Stevie Wonder's philosophy on life. Hi, this is Larry West. Stevie Wonder has never seen his own blindness as the handicap others do. He says, one of my teachers told me I had three strikes against me, that I was poor, black, and blind, and the only thing an uneducated blind man could do was make rugs and potholders. But Stevie didn't believe that. Within just a couple of years after his teacher told him that, Stevie Wonder was being labeled a 12-year-old blind genius. He is an incredible musician. You know what he says about being blind? Stevie Wonder says, being blind, you don't judge books by their covers. You go through things that are relatively insignificant and pick out the ones that are important. Think about that. Then he said, the people I feel sorry for are those who have sight, but still don't see. Ponder on that one a few thousand years. The people I feel sorry for are those who have sight, but still don't see. Get into your car. You may already be in it. And drive down the street. Turn the corner down there. And go over there to those houses that, you know, are unpainted. The screens have holes in them. There's an old car or two in the yards of some of those houses. The wheels are off of them. They haven't run in years. There's a broken-down refrigerator in the backyard, put there many years ago. You've driven by those houses a lot of times on your way to work. Maybe you've seen them from the interstate, you know, way down below. This time, though, pull over. Sit for a while. While you've had the sight, you just might see some things for the first time. Look beyond the torn-up shacks. Look beyond the billboards, the picket fences, and the trees in the front yard. As Stevie Wonder put it, look beyond the relatively insignificant things. You might just see something more important. There she is. She's coming out her front door now. She looks like she's 90 years old, but she's only in her 60s. The reason she looks that way is because, well, she's had a lot of hurt in her life. Her husband left her years ago, left her with three kids to raise. She didn't finish the third grade growing up. She has no trained skills, therefore, so she couldn't find a job. She depends on welfare. She's never had much of anything except the throwaway stuff other people would give her. All her kids are grown now. The two older ones left when they were 16. They call her every once in a while, but they're too far away to visit. You know, they live on the other side of town. The younger daughter lives off the streets, and the old lady hasn't heard from her in years. Look behind the insignificant and see something today. See someone, a real live human being who has a need. You might want to run by the grocery store and grab a sack or two of nice gifts and drop back by before you leave the neighborhood. Just tell her you want her to do something to make yourself happy today. Look past the insignificant and see something today. You know, looking past the insignificant is really what God is all about. Sure, maybe you've known he's there, but he's just been hard to focus in on because of all the bright lights and loud music. You've been too busy with appointments, activities, assignments, demands, decisions, deadlines, schedules, services, seminars, plans, programs, all that. You've just been too busy. But today, look beyond the insignificant. Throw on the brakes and let the dust settle. Then tune in. There's a God up there who can make a difference in your life. He's more than just the mundane. Unto you I lift up my eyes, says a writer in the Bible addressing God. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Being blind, says Stevie Wonder, you don't judge books by their covers. You go through things that are relatively insignificant and pick out the ones that are more important. The people I feel sorry for are those who have sight, but still don't see. Oh, God, help us to see. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours is free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.